We have a pathway to take in charge the roads. It's a matter about engaging with the people. If it is a private road, which I'm not sure of, because we have given a number of planning applications over the years for lands adjacent to that road. But in the meantime, while we're trying to look at and see how we can take in charge of it and go through the normal procedures, I'm asking that they would immediately fill the potholes, make the road safe, make it accessible, because it's not good enough that people are having, particularly around the cancer, the Good and You Cancer Shop. It's a charity shop. It does great work for people and who have been diagnosed with cancer, and the bus service they provide to Galway and all. And then we have to nearly go through Craters on the Moon to get there. It's just not good enough. And as you say, we have an iPass centre there with 370 people. 106 of them are children. There's school buses in and out every day. Again, it's not fair on the school bus owners that they have to traverse a road such as what that road's got, the conditions it's got there now.
And I suppose the age-old nearly response to when it comes to roads is it's a matter of funding, and if there's funding has been set aside for that, what's the story with this particular situation?
Well, look, you know, for a long-term taking in charge, obviously you will need a substantial amount of funding, but for in relation to the pothole filling, there's probably six very serious potholes there at the minute that could be filled with, no, not an enormous amount of money could do that. And I think we have within the council the resources to carry out the necessary repairs there. And, you know, look in at the long term of taking it in charge. But look, the potholes should be filled. The road should be made amenable. It's only going to get worse if we leave it. And it's stitching time, as they say. But we should go now immediately and fix the potholes.